I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. Over the last few years, the church has seen persecution grow towards Christians all over the world. This coming Sunday is the International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church. And this week, we'll be featuring a few countries where persecution is the worst. We hope you join us in prayer today for Somali Christians who have yet another obstacle to overcome. The Islamic State just gained its first foothold in the East African nation. Greg Musselman with Voice of the Martyrs Canada.
These are perilous times, but yet in the middle of all that, we do hear these many stories of Muslims having visions and dreams of Jesus, and they need that really in order to stand up for their faith.
Each year, Open Doors USA puts together the World Watch List, a compilation of the world's 50 worst places to be a Christian. Somalia is number 7 on the list as we count down to the International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church. Please join us as we pray today for believers in Somalia.
Lord, thank you for this time that we can come before your throne and to remember our brothers and sisters that are suffering all over the world, and we think especially of Somalia. We pray for the believers that in many cases have to be so secretive and be so careful or they'll be killed. We think of even those that may be a part of these radical groups like Al-Shabaab, that their eyes will be opened to the love of Jesus. So be with our brothers and sisters in Somalia, that many would come to know you, and we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
You're listening to Mission Network News. And speaking of the International Day of Prayer, we connected with Open Doors USA's Emily Fuentes to get more details on the event coming up this Sunday, November 6th. Since Open Doors USA tracks Christian persecution cases worldwide, they've got their finger on the pulse of how we can pray.
Since 2014, we have seen a sharp increase in persecution. This year, we're asking Christians, though, not to just pray for Christians who are facing persecution, but to pray with them, to pray that they'll remain strong in the face of persecution, and to pray with them that God will use them in mighty ways.
And there's a neat opportunity to engage with the persecuted church. Just follow Open Doors USA on Facebook.
This year, we're going to be doing a Facebook Live event. So if you don't follow us on Facebook, be sure to follow us. And we'll have an interview with a Christian from Central Asia every day leading up to the International Day of Prayer.
You can also get materials to share for the International Day of Prayer. Open Doors has flyers, bulletin inserts, prayer resources, and more on their website. That link is in the full story at missionnews.org. And remember our Christian brothers and sisters around the world this week as we celebrate unity in Christ. Finally, today we have this story of redemption and rescue from Set Free Ministries. They work all over the world in a variety of capacities to bring the truth of the gospel to people living in bondage. Dean Vandermeer of Set Free says,
"And what we have discovered at Set Free is if we just are faithful to our Heavenly Father and listen to His heart, He leads us to those people and to those places. That's where we go."
A few years ago, they were led to a group of girls in Kenya that were being trafficked in nearby cities. Set Free helped rescue the girls through their partner orphanage in the area. And since then, the orphanage has become a rescue center for others who are trafficked. Not long ago, they met a man who was sacrificing everything he had to protect other girls vulnerable to the sex trade. With Set Free's help, a school was opened, and today the girls are safe, getting an education and learning about Jesus.
When we find people like that over in Kenya who are already engaged in helping orphans and widows in distress and helping the vulnerable children in distress, and we want to come alongside them and say, you know what, we're in. We want to be a part of this.
If you'd like to be a part of what Set Free is doing, simply head to missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Sometimes we need the tales of the impossible to be reminded, the adventures that build our faith. This month, Bibles for the World is offering the free book called The Dime That Lasted Forever by Ruchunda Padidi. Each true story reveals an amazing journey of change when the love of God takes over. Get the details and sign up at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.